And the Magen Avraham brings from the Arizal in the laws of tefillah, in the laws of prayer. So he quotes like this, that initially there were 12 or 13, I don't remember, I think it says 13 different ways of prayer. Meaning Ezra established a nosach that we're supposed to daven, but they didn't all have the same nosach. The different tribes had different nuschos. And those different versions, those different nuances in how to pray, the Magen Avraham correspond to 12 gates that are up in heaven through which our prayers go. And each shevet, each tribe, has its gate through which its prayers are supposed to go. And that's, he says, where the nuances begin. Now, today, we have certain nuances in our prayer, but some of it developed based upon different psak, based upon different halacha. The Tzfardim Paskin ruled halachically one way, and Ashkenazim ruled differently. And some of the customs worked the other way around. The custom developed, and then all the Shulchan Aruch is doing, and the Rama, is recording that the Sfaridim have the custom that goes this way, and the Ashkenazim have the custom that go this way, but they're not really ruling that way. They're just recording what was already the custom in their time, which is something which you wouldn't necessarily know by reading the Shulchan Aruch. You would know it from reading the Beis Yosef, possibly, or going further back than that, further back historically. Now, other things developed. The Arizal developed his own Nusach, and then the Sfaridim adopted some all of it, some adopted part of it, and the Yemenites have their nusach, and that's based upon their way of psak or their customs. Now, ideally, a person is supposed to continue the way his father was praying. But if a person doesn't have a clear custom, then a person could go whichever way he wants. He could go Ashkenaz, he could go Sephard, with regard to prayer. But a person shouldn't switch, like in the morning go like this, and in the afternoon go like that. You should decide one way or another, and you could take your time to decide. You don't have to decide today. You could think about it, you could try it, and see what works.
Like what do I got to do? Like throw on my Ashkenaz chalitz?
Wait, so we didn't... that's why I said we have to go one thing at a time. With regard to talis, to tzitzit, it's different customs and how to make the knots, but both are acceptable. You don't even have to undo your Sfardman. Let's say you decide you're going to take all Ashkenaz. You don't have to undo everything you did Sfard, assuming you didn't do it the Yemenite way, and even the Yemenite way, depending on the version, but almost everything that I've seen, everything that I've seen actually, in the Yemenite way of tying the tzitzit is kosher for an Ashkenazi too. We have a different custom. From Yemenite to Ashkenazi, I would say it might be preferable to undo it and do it the way Ashkenazim do it, but it's not pressing. A person should do it, but when a person is a Chozer B'Tshuva, there are a lot of things he has to do. The person doesn't have to stay up all night fixing everything. No.